Good morning, St. Matthews. Try that again, I think. Good morning, St. Matthews. Good to see you here in the building, if you're able to worship with us in person, but also great to know that there are lots of people watching this online this morning, especially for our nativity play. How exciting to have a video nativity play. For the first time in St. Matthew's history, we are making history. So welcome to you. It's good to have you all. The general rule is the words are going to come up on screen, and I'll say the words in white and you respond, please, with the words in yellow. So we're going to practice that while we light our Advent candle. We are going to light three this morning because it's our third Sunday. So can I invite you to stand and let's say these words together. As we light this third candle, we think of joy. This year, our celebrations will be diminished, and we may find it harder to experience the joy we usually do. But help us not to overlook the simple joys that seep into our daily lives, often unnoticed. This week in our Advent journey, open our eyes to the joy around us. Amen. So, the joys around us that we too often miss in the busyness which leads us up to Christmas. So we're going to light three candles on our Advent wreath. May the light and love of Christ be with you. Thank you. We are going to remain standing, I think, while we hear the words of our first song this morning. Again, please, no singing. You're not even meant to sing under your breath or behind your mask, but just hear the words in your head and enjoy them because you haven't got to worry about the tune. So we sing together. That's all wrong, isn't it? Why do I undo all the good I'm trying to do? There's a sermon in that. Stand and listen and watch. Thank you, do sit down. We come now to confess our sins, to say sorry to God for what we may have done or thought or said. And we know the great thing is that when we come to say sorry to God, he will forgive us. So we have a few moments as we just think what we might want to bring to God, and the words will come up on the screen. So let us confess our sins to God. Let us pray. God calls us to admit what we have done in our lives. Lord God, we are sorry that we don't always use our time or gifts well. Forgive us for misusing or wasting them. Lord, have mercy. Lord, we are sometimes angry or upset. Help us to say sorry and be better at forgiving others. Lord, have mercy. Forgive us, Lord God, and help us to shine the light of your love into all the world. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you. Well, in a bit, we're going to have our nativity play, but I think it's quite useful just to be reminded of who this baby Jesus is and who everybody thought he was going to be. So we're going to have our Bible reading now, read by Luke.
The reading is taken from Isaiah 9, chapter 2, verses 6 to 7. The message. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in a land of deep shadows, light, sunbursts of light. For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow, and there'll be no limits to the wholeness he brings. He'll rule from the historic David throne over that promised kingdom. He'll put that kingdom on a firm footing and keep it going with fair dealing and right living, beginning now and lasting always. The zeal of God of the angel armies will do all this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to Thanks. God. Powerful stuff, telling us about this person who is going to arrive, who is going to be like, he's going to be a king, he's going to be a prince of peace, he's going to be a counselor, he's going to be in charge of everything. He's going to be really, really important. But as we know, he's going to come as a teeny weeny little baby. And we're going to think about that as we do our action song. So action songs are great because they get you to warm up and they get you to be involved. So we are going to sing one of my favorites, actually, Mary Had a Little Baby. And there's a lot of rocking babies and there's a lot of glory, glory, glory. You may not normally come and put your hands in your hair at church, but we could do it today. So let's stand and you have a little dance if you fancy it and just get into the mood.
Here and there and everywhere, the angels sang, praise the Lord.
brilliant. I do realise it's quite hard to follow someone who keeps changing their mind about the action. So I do apologise for that, but do please have a seat. Because I'm about to get you to stand up, actually. Sorry about that. Good, I'm glad, thank you. It's great seeing people who don't normally like the action songs even being able to prepared to join in with actions when they can't sing. So thank you for that. We are going to say a creed together now. Now, children, you normally miss that because you go out to your children's groups. But the idea about saying a creed is about reminding. If we say it together, we remind ourselves about how, why we're here, about the God that we believe in. And sometimes we say it in really long, complicated ways, and sometimes we say it in really simple ways. And there's a lot to be said for both of those types of way of saying it. But this morning you'll be glad to know it's a very simple way. So I reckon most people can join in with this. So let's stand again, please, and say this creed together. I believe in God above. I believe in Jesus's love. I believe his spirit too comes to tell me what to do. I believe that I can be kind and good, dear Lord, like thee. Thank you. Actually, just can we put those words up again? Do sit down. Just want to have those words up again. Sorry to be. They're really simple and they sound incredibly childish because of the way they're written and the way they rhyme. But they actually, you know, have the whole essence of our Christian faith involved in them, and perhaps there's a lesson for all of us, and in fact through the whole of this service, about sometimes, often, you know, children have it right, and this very simple way of expressing our faith is really valuable. So I would commend that to you. We have a few notices to say that I have harangued you for the last couple of weeks about joining rotas and delivering flyers and things like that, and so I wanted to redress that balance and to thank you all for doing just what I asked you to do. All the flyers got delivered, so lots of roads in the parish, lots of homes now have been reminded that we're here and what we're doing and how we can celebrate Christmas, so that's been brilliant. The rotas have filled up for the services, and I think there's still a few gaps, but very grateful to you for doing that as well. And of course you have gone on giving, usually through banks. Every month you have made sure that the church is receiving the funds it needs to do all the things it does. Really grateful to you for doing that, thank you. We don't any longer pass the plate round because that's not appropriate in these times, but I am really, really hoping that next week when you arrive you will be able to make a donation contactlessly. We are entering the 21st century and we will have a machine that you can, with your credit card or debit card, just give a donation. So we hope to get that up and running for next week. But in the meantime, thank you for what you do donate, as I say, both financially, but also your time and your skills, because we've certainly been the beneficiary of lots of people's skills in the last few weeks. A couple of other things. I wanted to have a shout out for Woodbury. Woodbury is the residential home up the road. We normally have the first couple of rows here with Woodbury residents in. For obvious reasons, they're not able to join us, but they do watch us online. So I wonder if we could all give a very big, in a minute, hello and a big wave to Woodbury. Okay, after three, we'll say hello Woodbury and wave. One, two, three, hello Woodbury. Now, of course, they couldn't see that, but I can promise you, Woodbury, lots of people waving and greeting you. It's good to have you worshipping with us. We do miss you. Last two notices. Tickets. We've got four services which you need tickets to be able to come to over Christmas. One of them is already a sellout. Not often we say that in church. We may have a waiting list starting, but there are other services that you'll need to get tickets for. Please do. Some people have had struggling online. Just persevere, or if in doubt, email the office and get your tickets, please, soon, or you may miss out. I say waiting lists will apply. And just to let you know, on the 27th, so 2 weeks today, we will only have one service. It will be at 10:30, and I'm calling it a traditional Holy Communion service. That's, if I'm being honest, a bit of a code to say it won't be massively child-friendly, I confess. There will be sort of colouring to do, but it's a bit more traditional than usual, reckoning that there may not be many families attending. It would be lovely to have you here, but you may sort of feel there's not... I don't know, I'm getting myself in a pickle here, aren't I? It's traditional, that's all I'm going to say. And there's nothing wrong with traditional. Right, phew. Good, let's move on. A few weeks ago, about a couple of months ago, we had a meeting trying to plan for Christmas. And we thought how we could do things and what we should do and what might have to be different. And a terrific team, at that point, a terrific team of two people said that they would be happy to look at doing a videoed nativity play. And somebody else was very kindly encouraged to join that team. We'll talk about them a little bit afterwards. But I am delighted to ask that I hope you're sitting comfortably. And also to tell you, this is in place of the sermon, so we haven't got a sermon as well as this. It's a double whammy this morning, I tell you. So please do enjoy this.
Welcome to St. Matthew's Nativity Play. This is a story for the whole world, and lots of members of a parish have come together virtually to show us what Christmas is really all about.
About 2,000 years ago, when King Herod ruled Judea, God sent his messenger, Angel Gabriel, to Earth. Sent to a simple house in Judea, the home of Mary.
Mary, do not be afraid. I've come with a message from God. We're going to have a baby.
But I can't be. I'm going to marry Joseph the carpenter.
Do not worry, Mary. This is God's work. You are going to be blessed with a very special child. You are to call him Jesus.
Are you sure it's me this message is for?
Yes, there's no mistake. This is what God wants.
Then let God's will be done.
Mary's future husband, Joseph, was very concerned.
Mary, my bride-to-be, is pregnant. What should I do? Should I call off the wedding? I know, I'll sleep on it.
While he slept, the angel appeared in his dreams.
Joseph, don't be afraid. This is all part of God's amazing plan for your family and for the world. The new baby will be the saviour of all the people. This is what the name Jesus means, the saviour.
Even as he slept, Joseph's fears were gone and replaced with excitement at what was to come.
Soon after, Joseph and Mary were happily married. And it quickly became clear that Mary was pregnant.
Meanwhile, in a palace hundreds of miles away, the Roman Emperor was issuing decrees to his soldiers.
Make all the people go back where they were born.
There are no exceptions.
So Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem.
To keep on counting onward with your heavy load. much further, Joseph. I'm so tired. And the baby's kicking. I bet he's going to be born soon.
We are nearly there. And we will find a good place for him to be born.
But when Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, they found it wasn't easy to find a place to stay.
You should have booked. It's this registration the Romans want. The whole town is full of people who've come back to register.
There's no room here either. Get on off out of it.
Everywhere they asked, they got the same answer.
We're full.
But eventually, someone did help Mary and Joseph.
Oh, you poor thing. Is the baby due very soon?
I think so. It certainly feels like it. I'm so tired from the journey.
I'm very tired from the journey.
Look, my whole inn is full to capacity. But you can sleep, get some rest, in my stable. Maybe tomorrow you can find somewhere more suitable.
Thank you. I don't mind where it is. I just need to get my head down.
Mary gave birth to the baby Jesus in the lowly stable, surrounded by lots of animals.
Ba, moo, and no.
Meanwhile, in the hills above Bethlehem, shepherds were guarding their sheep. Suddenly, the angel Gabriel appeared.
Don't be afraid. I've come with good news for you and for all the world. You're the first to know that this night a saviour has been born in your town. Go now, you'll find the baby lying in a manger in a stable at the back of an inn.
So what about our feet?
Of course, take your feet with you.
At this, a whole host of angels appeared to encourage the shepherds on their way. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to everyone on earth.
Angels disappeared, and the shepherds and their flocks went to town. Eventually, they found the stable.
There!
What a sight we have seen. Thank you, Lord, for this chance to worship a new baby.
When Jesus was born, a brand new bright star appeared in the sky. It was noticed by three wise men.
Did you see that star last night?
Yes, I did. Never seen such a bright star. Very unusual act.
I think it's an important sign.
The old books tell us to look for a new star that will come when a great king is born. What should we do?
Let's plot its course and see where it leads us.
Good idea. Let's get our family teams together and take gifts for the group. breaking.
Let's set off as soon as we have got the bearings.
So the wise men set off for Bethlehem. They asked around for directions.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the newborn child is?
The one who is to be the king of the Jews.
We have come a long way to find him.
Meanwhile, back in the palace, word of the wise men's inquiries had reached King Herod.
What rot! I am the king. Who is this upstart trying to take my place? Bring these so-called wise men to me now.
So the wise men were found and brought to his palace.
What's all this about a new king?
Well, Your Majesty, there is a new bright star, and the old writings say that this is a sign that a great king has been born.
We have come a long way to get here to meet him. And we've brought gifts. Do you know where he might be?
Your Majesty?
No, but when you find him, could you come back and tell me so that I can worship him too? What do you say? Yes, yes.
Really, Herod had other plans.
Mwahaha!
The wise men continued on their journey.
The star has stopped. We're here. Praise be to the new great king.
They found Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. They offered gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The wise men bow down before baby Jesus, the Son of God.
Our play ends here, but the story of Jesus is everlasting. We wish you a Merry Christmas, and that the story we have told remains at the heart of your celebrations.
I think I counted, and I think there were 50 people appearing in that video. If you were in that video, or if you were taking some of the pictures in the video, could you stand up now, please? And if you're at home and you were in that video, if you were a character, or if you took photos, Sarah, I'm sure you were on the camera. Who else is there? Samar and Rochelle, you were on it, weren't you? You need to stand up. Who else? That is, well, I would think at least more than half the congregation. And hopefully at home, there are a lot of people standing up as well. So I think everyone, I should be sitting down because I didn't do anything. I'll sit down, you all stand up, and I think we'll give you, and at home as well, another huge round of applause. Well done. Brilliant, thank you. Do sit down. I think we ought to start a St. Matthew's video archive, and I think that probably ought to be the first thing that goes into it. I think it's just one of those great things that we've had to be creative and innovative in these times of COVID, and many positive things have come out of the very difficult situation. And I think this is one of them, definitely. So thank you so much. I know they'll say, no, I don't want to mention, but I'm going to mention them anyway. Was it entirely new script? That's the question I haven't yet asked. Was it a new script, or was it a bit of a... Bit of a mixture. Brilliant. Yeah, we had to break down the dialogue. But anyway, it was mainly this version of it. Anyway, was the brainchild of Ian Davis and Melissa Turner and Will Yearsley. And I can't imagine how many hours Will spent editing it. And Wendy kindly loaned her computer to make it happen. You see, this sort of working across the church is just brilliant. So I think we owe you three adults particularly a great gratitude. So we'll thank you. Of course, in previous years, it's always been the children's group leaders who have taken this on and taken on the responsibility. Melissa falls into both camps, so thank you, Melissa. But it was great. Did you all enjoy doing it as well, children and adults? Was it fun? Oh, some people are saying no, but I don't entirely believe them. It was brilliant, though. Thank you very much. It's great. Just one thing. I just wanted to make a little comment about it. One of the characters that really stood out of that for me was the character of Herod. He was a pretty mean dude, wasn't he, Herod? He was pretty nasty. He was a bit like a fairy tale character, like a sort of a bad witch or a nasty, unkind, mean person. And I think it's really important that we never overlook the fact that Herod's in that story, because we can look at that story and think, it's such a sweet little story about a little baby, and there were nice, you know, donkeys and animals at the manger, and wasn't it sweet and lovely? But what Herod reminds us is that there was and there still is bad and there is evil in the world. And the great thing about the story of Christmas is it reminds us that God did something about that bad and the evil. And what he did is he sent Jesus as a sign and an action of love to the world, to save the world. And at a time and in a year when, let's face it, so many bad and difficult things have happened, and we have seen things that we might want to describe as evil, but certainly things that are really bad and troublesome, and there's been abuse of power over people, and there's been wickedness around. And this reminds us that through this, God loves us, and he's done something about it, and he sent Jesus Christ to our world. And yes, as I say, those bad things still happen, but as they come tumbling down, that's a real sign that Jesus is king. That's what that replay reminds us. He's Lord of the world, and he will ultimately overcome all the bad, all the evil of our world. And that's what we give thanks for, and that's really at the heart of the Christmas celebration. Let's not forget that this year, especially of all years. Amen. We're going to turn to prayer now, so let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that story of Christmas. We thank you that it involves the whole of creation, people and animals, and that it reminds us that we are all involved in the story of God sending his Son to love us and to show us love. We are sorry that so much in the world is not of God's love. And so we pray this morning for the difficult things, for the sad things, for the bad things in our world. We remember those Nigerian schoolboys taken from their school at gunpoint this week and wonder at how that could happen and the fear and the violence which ordinary people live with in their everyday lives. We think about those who are suffering from the coronavirus and from other illnesses, and from those who live in fear of the virus. We pray for discussions and negotiations around Brexit, that foremost in the negotiator's mind will be the well-being of all, of seeking to help those who have the least, seeking to bring inequality into our world. We pray for all the arrangements and preparations for Christmas as we travel through this time of watching and waiting in Advent. Help us in the busyness to find the moments of joy that can come to us without us noticing and without us appreciating them. Help us to be ready to celebrate the joy in our lives this week. And let us now bring to mind one person, perhaps someone we've seen on the news, perhaps a neighbour or a friend, a member of our family or ourselves, somebody who needs to hear the message of joy and love and hope and peace, which is at the core of our Christmas celebration. We bring these prayers and the collect, which is for the third Sunday of Advent. God, for whom we watch and wait, you sent John the Baptist to prepare the way of your Son. Give us courage to speak the truth, to hunger for justice, and to suffer for the cause of right with Jesus Christ, our God. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Before our final hymn, can I just remind you that when we leave the building, we leave through those doors up there, and somebody will direct you to leave when, in order to make sure that we keep social distancing between people as they leave. I think that's all the notices I need to give. If you are expecting to get something from me, because I've said I'm going to give you something, or if you're expecting to practice for the carol service, just stay in your seats and I'll come back and we can talk. Thank you. Otherwise, let's stand and listen to and enjoy the words of our final song this morning. See him lying on a bed of straw.
Thank you. to see the Lord appear to all. Just as glorious was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Star of silver sweep across the sky, show where Jesus in a manger lie. Scepter swiftly from his super eye, to see the Savior of the world.
Thank you. So some final words are going to appear on the screen for us to say together. As your love has held us, let us go out in confidence. As your love has called us, let us go out with courage. As your love has blessed us, let us go out with hope. And may the God of justice claim us, the Lord of kindness lead us, and the Spirit of unity live within us, now and always. Amen.